This was the first prayer, if I may call it so, that I had made for many years. But to return to my journal. June the 28th. Having been somewhat refreshed with the sleep I had had, and the fit being entirely off, I got up. And though the fright and terror of my dream was very great, yet I considered that the fit of the ague would return again the next day, and now was my time to get something to refresh and support myself when I should be ill. And the first thing I did, I filled a large, square case bottle with water and set it upon my table in reach of my bed. And to take off the chill or aguish disposition of the water, I put about a quarter of a pint of rum into it and mixed them together. Then I got me a piece of the goat's flesh and broiled it on the coals, but could eat very little. I walked about, but was very weak, and withal very sad and heavy-hearted, under a sense of my miserable condition, dreading the return of my distemper the next day. At night, I made my supper of three of the turtle's eggs which I roasted in the ashes, and ate, as we call it, in the shell. And this was the first bit of meat I had ever asked God's blessing to that I could remember in my whole life. After I had eaten, I tried to walk but found myself so weak that I could hardly carry a gun, for I never went out without that. So I went but a little way and sat down upon the ground looking out upon the sea which was just before me and very calm and smooth. As I sat here, some such thoughts as these occurred to me. What is this earth and sea of which I have seen so much? Whence is it produced? And what